Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Megan T. I'm an alcoholic, and the topic I'm talking on today is the step 7 topic: which of our shortcomings have we seen removed? And I haven't had a drink since July 17th, 2003, and I was reflecting on this, and one of the larger defects that I've seen removed, you know, not removed completely, is dishonesty. So the dishonesty of people pleasing, the dishonesty of false modesty, you know, where I seek assurance. You know, I used to seek reassurance. I used to put myself down wanting other people to praise me, you know, and I find it helpful looking at defects to look at character assets. It's like nature abhors a vacuum. So if I want to be rid of that false modesty, then I can look at being honest and having self-esteem, you know, and developing those in my life. With respect to people pleasing, I didn't realize it was people pleasing when I came in until I started realizing I was doing things and then hatching a resentment afterwards. And that was a trigger for me that I wasn't doing it with honest motives. Probably the defect of being lazy and irresponsible has been largely removed. I was not financially self-supporting when I came in, and I was in debt, and I also probably didn't even want to work on some level. I used to use my credit cards like I'd never have to pay them back, and that's turned around completely in program, and I'm capable of suiting up and showing up and doing an honest day's work, and I work at being financially self-supporting as well as emotionally self-supporting. Trashy negative thinking is another defect that's probably been largely removed. You know, when I came in, I used to do other people's inventory, but now I choose to be more positive and focus on high-minded spiritual thinking. I do regular inventory. I clean house, and, you know, actually want to be free from resentment, self-pity and fear these days, so that I can live in the sunlight of the spirit and focus on what I can contribute to life and in order to be of maximum usefulness to God and my fellows. I clean house, and I don't gossip. I used to gossip a lot, and I didn't realize it was character assassination. Was that kind of pulling people down to try and raise myself up, or to try and get someone on side by talking badly about someone else. And it's not a part of my life anymore. I focus on being kind and a closed mouth friend these days. My work's helped with that, having to be confidential with information. I'm probably less arrogant these days. I was, you know, a two-bob snob when I came in, very judgmental of other people. I'm probably more tolerant. They say alcoholics are the only people, well, not the only two people, but they're in the gutter looking down on other people. And I can relate to that. I'm not overly emotional these days. I'm probably more emotionally stable, and I'm also less resentful and more forgiving. So that's some of the defects that I think have been largely removed. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.